Okay, so our first question is, why is environmental protection an issue of peace and justice? Well, pretty much, in my opinion, God gave us his earth for us to live on, and we keep causing injustice to it when we continue to litter and throw away our garbage on the floor instead of, as opposed to like a recycling bin or a garbage can. You know, we are causing injustice to God also when we litter. He gave us the ocean and the seas and water, and all we do in return to him is litter it with plastic, and we constantly contaminate it. And if we do not stop now, our oceans will be full of trash and plastic, and it'll just ruin our earth more and more as time goes on. You know, in other words, environmental destruction is an injustice because of what we do to our earth to damage it. You know, like I said earlier, the earth is what God, you know, God gave us this earth. And we're doing an injustice to God by destroying our environment in which we live. In Jeremiah 2:7, it reads, "And I brought you into a plentiful land to enjoy its fruits and its good things. But when you came in, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination." This is what we are doing now. We are making our earth an abomination. I'm very optimistic about the safety of our environment. I believe there are good people out there who have the right idea on how to change the world for the better. Also, many famous people and wealthy people are speaking out about how we can keep our environment safe. They are making great advances towards helping preserve our environment and making our world cleaner and safer. I look forward to seeing how we will make the environment safer and cleaner in the future by various programs that we contribute in our society.
The Catholic Church chooses to have involvement in this issue when others would argue is not the Church's place, because to the Catholic faith community, they certainly see that care for the earth is equally important as the care for human beings. A Bible verse from the book of Numbers, chapters 35, verses 33 and 34 states, "You should not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and no atonement can be made for the land for the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of the one who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell in the midst of the people of Israel." Also, in an article, the Pope said, "Never have we hurt and mistreated our common home as we have in the last 200 years. Yet we are called to be instruments of God our Father, so that our planet might be what he desired when he created it and correspond with his plan for peace, beauty, and fullness. It is the Church's duty to help make the environment better." An actionable way students can take to fight the injustice of environmental destruction is by getting to programs that help communities. For example, programs are already making a difference, such as the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences or the Affordable Care Act, which includes a new community transformation grant program that builds on the economic empowerment zone model. By promoting healthy lifestyles, especially among population groups experiencing the greatest burden of chronic disease, these grants help improve health. Students are able to make a change by actively being involved with recycling or service hours, like picking up garbage in public places. There are so many more ways that students can fight the injustice of environmental destruction.
Have we done too much irreversible damage? In my opinion, no. No, we haven't done too much irreversible damage. But I feel we're close to that line where we are sooner or later if we don't change. And then we will have a lot of irreversible damage that will make problems that are now harder and could bring more problems along as well. What are major connections between Lodoto Sea before the flood and Flint, Michigan? Our actions as civilians on Earth are all the same. We are too careless about how we hurt our planet Earth. In the flood situation, we play a big role in polluting, which causes heat waves that affect ice glaciers, and that leads to many waterways rising, which damages homes. And in the Flint, Michigan situation, the government cared more about saving money than helping its citizens. And in both, you can see the connections of how our actions are damaging.
Our group believes that the future of our planet, while at sometimes can seem to be bleak or not look good at all, will overall will be okay. We will continue to make advances and make the world around us a better place.